This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Israel's elections are tomorrow, and the campaign has had little of the rhetoric of security and terrorism. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in a close race with a center-left coalition that has made the economy the central issue. Threats abound for Israelis, but they are not from across the borders in this campaign. Joining us is Shira Frankel, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed. Shira, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The economy, how bad is it, and what kinds of economic threats are people talking about to you?
Well, it's not necessarily that the Israeli economy is bad. For the very rich, it's great. They get tax benefits. There's monopolies on a lot of the big businesses. So they're having a great time. The problem is that there's a huge disparity in Israel between the rich and the poor. And that PAR is growing every single year. And those who are in the middle class or who were middle class 10 years ago say they can't afford to buy houses. Their children certainly can't afford to go to the best schools this country has to offer. And it's those people who are speaking up and saying that they need their politicians to talk more about the economy and more in general about socioeconomic issues.
Why does this necessarily benefit the Zionist Union Party, which is filled with a lot of old guard on the left, many with just as old a pedigree as Benjamin Netanyahu?
Zionist Union and before them, the Labor Party, which is sort of heading up Zionist Union, they've been talking about socioeconomic issues for a long time now. And what they did is really capitalize on these protests that happened in Israel from 2011 to 2013, where tens of thousands took to the street and pitched tents in some of Israel's biggest cities to sort of decry the rising price of living here. So the Labor Party looked at those protests and those protest leaders specifically and saw a new young generation of political figures, which Israel, who the average Israeli could really relate to. They took people like Merav Mikhaeli and Stav Shafir and incorporated them into the party. And a lot of the young voters that I'm speaking to who are now going to vote for the Zionist Union say they're doing so because of those young leaders rather than the old guard that you mentioned.
Does that mean that the Likud party has been cast as a party which gets rich off of, focusing on national security concerns?
So the Likud party is really just seen as Netanyahu's party. And these elections have sort of boiled down to Netanyahu or not Netanyahu. Netanyahu is seen as someone who really sort of supports big banks and supports monopolies, someone who's been living in three fairly luxurious homes for the last 6 or 7 years. And so Israelis see him as someone who's detached from kind of the modern day-to-day realities that they face. And when they look at the Likud party, they see a party that has spoken about nothing but security issues for so long. The threat of a nuclear Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas. They don't see a party that's paid attention to the rising price of groceries or housing. And so Likud, at this very last minute, has struggled to incorporate some socioeconomic issues into its platform. But political strategists that I've spoken to here have said it might be just too little too late.
And the 47 senators who sent that letter to Iran, it sounds like, couldn't win any elections in Israel this week as well.
No, not at all. And actually, I think a big surprise for Netanyahu was how badly his speech to Congress played here in Israel. He had a brief bump in the polls. I think he went up by just one seat in that 120-seat parliament. But the average Israeli didn't want to watch the speech to Congress, wasn't interested in the speech to Congress. It sort of fell flat. And actually, that evening, I went and sat with a group of Israelis who were watching that speech. And they all sort of turned to one another and said, there's nothing new here. We've heard Netanyahu speaking about this for 5, 6 years. He's talked about the threat of nuclear Iran even longer, for most of his political career. And nothing's changed. What we want to hear about is, what are you going to do about taxes? What are you going to do about the price of housing? And if you want to act on Iran, act on Iran, but don't go to the U.S. and continue talking to them about it.
Shira Frankel, covering the Israeli elections, Middle East correspondent for BuzzFeed. Thanks so much.
Thank you.